Time now to talk a little bit of football with our footballing expert, Phil Moss. And Mossy, I've got to say, mate, before the 7:30 news, TK was fired up about your game, football. He mentioned a lot of things. Now, I don't know whether you heard or not, but he was getting some text messages from people that said...
Look at the look on his face while you're saying this, by the way, Loz.
Saying that he hates the game and... He doesn't speak passionately about rugby league. Well, he speaks passionately about rugby league and not passionately about football. And he doesn't care about football.
Look at the look on his face.
Now you're gilding the lily.
Let me tell you what nearly happened. This is what nearly
happened. You are now gilding the lily here. No.
6 minutes ago, I nearly caused absolute traffic chaos on Warringah Road because I was listening to it and I nearly rear-ended someone. Literally nearly rear-ended someone.
074 has text back, TK. Stick to rugby league, Kennedy. There's only 10 clubs living off the smell of an oily rag. So dependent on TV money, lifeblood of sport. Not membership, crowd merchandise sales, or patronage of clubs.
Yeah. That may be true. Be careful what you wish for,
so should we talk this morning about the three worldy goals that we had on the weekend? Should we talk about them in the A-League? They were unbelievable.
Brendan O'Neill's goal.
They were fit for any stage in world football. Brandon O'Neill, Luke Bratton for Melbourne City, and Terry Antonis for Melbourne Victory.
Will Sydney FC keep O'Neill though? Isn't he?
No.
Doesn't he want to move
I
on?
I think he'll go. And he's come out publicly now and said that he definitely harbours dreams, which everyone knows, to play overseas. Question is, will he last the season or will he go in January in the transfer window?
Yeah.
Because his contract is up at the end of this season. Does Sydney FC try and cash in before the contract is up, or does he go as a free agent at the end
what
of the season?
What type of league would he end up in?
Look, there's been rumours of a championship club in England, or maybe Scotland. They're the two that have sort of been attached to his name. But Branners is a
The Scottish league's no better than our league.
Well, it's a start. It's a foot through the door though into Europe. And Branners.
Can I ask you? And this is again, I've got no idea. It'd have to be better than the A-League, wouldn't it? The Scottish League?
No.
Really?
No. Well, listen.
I would have thought...
Why? Because it's close to England?
Well, yeah. And a lot of the other players that don't get a run, it'd be easy for them just to go and play in the Scottish League.
Look, there's two big clubs in the Scottish League outside of that.
That's right. And look, let's put it in perspective. It was a friendly game, so you can't put too much on it. But when Arnie was in charge of the Mariners, we beat Celtic in a pre-season game at ANZ Stadium. And they had a full squad. They had their full team. It was pre-season. So let's not get carried away.
They're end of season.
Yeah. But we matched things with them and scored some good goals.
We got beaten by Darwin, the Canberra Raiders, once in pre-season. Or an off-season game. It was our off-season.
By who?
Darwin.
By Darwin in Darwin.
Invitational side.
One for the home side.
It was in October.
What does TK want to talk about this morning?
I want to talk about what's happening from the disgrace on Friday night.
Nothing.
What's happening about the attempted eye gouge?
That I'm dirty about. No. I think there should be something retrospective on that, and there hasn't been a word. Now, is that because he was Taylor Reagan was given two yellow cards? The rules state if it's a direct red card, we're seeing it on Sky Racing 1 at the moment, if it's a direct red card, it can be retrospectively looked at. But because that was his second yellow card, I'm not sure that FFA have got it in their constitution that they can take any action.
So you can attempt to eye gouge someone and get away with it.
Well,
what you're telling everybody.
No, that's not what I'm telling anybody.
No, that's what the league's telling everybody.
Well, if you've got two yellows.
I'd have to get it checked up 100% to be sure about what I'm saying,
when a bloke's unconscious on the ground and an opposing player ragdolls him?
See, this one here, TK, I've got a bit of a different slant on. First and foremost, it was a horrendous tackle from Stephen Mork, the guy that knocked himself out.
So he deserves what he gets?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Secondly, the first player on the scene...
Protected him?
Didn't know. I think the first player on the scene didn't know that he was knocked out. It was heat of the moment stuff. If you look... Are we looking at it now?
Yeah.
A replay? And Issaïs races in, the opposition captain races in to protect him. Once they knew he was knocked out. But the first reaction in the heat of battle is that was a horrendous tackle. Mm. Horrendous. Now, did everyone know that he was unconscious straight away? No, they probably didn't. And I think that's what the angst was on the sideline. Well, I've got no problem with these two coaches. There was nothing physical in what they did.
There was no arm touching?
Oh, come on. We've seen a lot worse. It's part of the theatre.
If they can't control their emotions, mate, they should be up in a box.
Well, no, because that would be bland. That'd be like rugby league, where you don't see...
So now rugby league's bland.
Go on, Loz, join me here. No, listen, that's why you don't see it in rugby league. There's one coach who stands on the sideline, Ricky Stewart, am I right?
Yep.
This is part of the theatre of football. It's worldwide. Coaches stand on the sideline. When you've coached and you feel that emotion running through your veins and you ride every tackle, you pass every ball, and something kicks off, it's very, very hard to control your emotions. There is a line that has to be drawn, and you've got to be careful not to step over it, definitely, now, as we saw with Jurgen Klopp
yesterday.
Did I
see this right? Because I don't know how they would have done this. He was knocked out, was he?
Yes.
Stephen Mawk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did he walk off?
Well, he came too. It's a good question, Loz. Was he knocked out 100%?
If someone gets knocked out 100%, I'll guarantee you, the medical staff aren't saying, mate, get up and we're walking you off. They're taking all the precautions in the world by putting you on a stretcher because they don't know what's happened.
Well, we're looking at
and you
footage.
Could have neck injuries, you could have anything when you're laying prone like that on the ground. I couldn't believe that he walked off.
Well, did you ever walk off after being knocked
out?
No,
why in the world?
I did. I got knocked out, head clash.
I got no doubt he was momentarily knocked out. Yeah. I got no doubt he was momentarily knocked out.
My body was completely limp.
I can't believe they would have allowed him to walk off.
In this day and age, I probably agree with you, Loz. But back...
So they've got that wrong as well. You're criticising them.
No, I'm just asking.
You're lampooning them.
No, I'm just wondering whether it was a bad... attack from him and he knew he was in trouble, was he just feigning it?
I say
because
no.
Because he walked off.
That's a grey area. That's a grey area because questioning the player's character and honesty and integrity. I wouldn't go there.
Saying is I see a guy there that's made a dangerous challenge, all right, and lying down. Now, I don't know what's happened, but I'm sure... If you're a medical person and you get knocked out, all the advice would be you don't touch him. All right? You don't touch him. And when they come out onto the field, they're calling for stretchers because they're taking plenty of precaution with you.
It's a fair point you make. In this day and age, with medical science and everything and how careful they are around neck injuries.
And again, I'm not questioning him.
I believe
all I'm saying
tired.
Is... Yeah. What was the wash up?
If you watch
and does
the
he miss?
Footage,
does he sit out this weekend's
if you,
game?
If you really slow it down, his head does come into contact with Goodwin's hip.
He gave every indication he was KO'd.
Yeah. So I wouldn't doubt that he was KO'd.
Yeah, and the defence that I'm allowed to ragdoll him because everyone fakes is not a great defence.
No, I don't think that would be the argument in court. I think the argument in court would be I had no idea that he was KO'd. It was the heat of the moment.
He's lying. Prone on the ground.
Yeah, but the contact with the body comes literally a split second after he's hit the ground. Issaias is the one who sums it all up and goes, hang on, he's in trouble here.
You shouldn't be dragging anyone up off the ground.
I've seen shoulder charges in rugby league and blokes standing over the other bloke when he's TKO'd on the ground.
Penalise them and sanction them.
Come on, Mossy.
People want our sport to be harder and tougher. And a man's sport and a contact sport. And it's becoming the same in a women's sport. It's a hard sport. It's a physically contact sport. Physical contact
if
sport.
If you get it wrong, you get punished.
Yeah, but I think you're looking for the punishment for the wrong reasons, TK.
Didn't like it.
But it's not that shouldn't be the entire focus of the weekend. There was five fantastic games of football.
It's obviously not the focus, mate. They're doing nothing about it. They're doing nothing about any of the incidents.
Fire up, Mossy, come on.
Anyway.
Into him. Don't cop this.
We need to move on. No, we don't want to bore everyone. We'll move on.
I'm not copying it.
You are.
I'm actually not copying it. You're trying to warm me up, Loz, but I'm not having it.
Hold on. You just said the bloke was faking the injury.
No,
I said he was KO'd.
I said, was he faking the injury? Because I saw him walk off.
No, I believe he was KO'd.
So, TK, what's your take on Jurgen Klopp running halfway on the field?
I love the Klopp man. He's my favourite.
I see. He's all right.
Harshly dealt with.
He's going to get fined, about 3 hours' wages?
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as Jose Mourinho upending the water bottles.
No, that was terrible.
What did he get for that?
But my point is...
What did he get for that?
Oh, he's been... Nothing, I don't think. No. He's on the side. It was off the pitch.
Not. Of course not.
But my point is with Jurgen Klopp, look at that emotion. Look at that raw emotion in him.
I love the Klopp,
minute
man.
Winner. I think he went slightly over the top, given it was just a league game. It was a derby, granted. But that's the sort of emotion that runs through your veins.
I know you haven't got a big rap on the Scottish League, but the Scottish League Cup was won by Celtic on the weekend.
It was, and more importantly, it's another trophy in the cabinet of Tommy Rogic, our esteemed Socceroo. So look,
did he get much time?
Yeah, he played 65 minutes, 64 minutes. Yeah.
Look at the time.
Wow. Time flies when when you're talking.
Just don't cop it from me, Mossy.
You're a good man, Mossy.
It's been a pleasure.
It's all right. Everyone's different.
I didn't know whether to wear the suit of armour or bring the Hall
of Fame. He's fired up about football today.
They just tend to be wrong and I'm right.
Someone's just wound me up in my ear, by the way.
It's 7:52.